The Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party. April 1st at 7:30 p.m., SGP will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles. So come hang out with the crew. All info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn. Hey, give the show a follow. In fact, give us a review. Give us a rating. We're going to be doing a giveaway, prize to be determined for folks who do reviews of the show. So go ahead and get your name in there. Who am I? I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn. And I really don't know what to say other than get down your fiddle and get down your bow. Kick off your shoes, you throw them on the floor. You dance with the kitchen in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night, because it is Louisiana Derby weekend. And to join me to talk Louisiana Derby, pick five, the man, the myth, the man who's got muscles like Superman's trainer, Ryan Dickey, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan, what's up, buddy?
I think you may have misread my bio.
Oh, that's not you? Oh, shit. No. Son of a bitch. How have things been, man? You've been a lot of changes for you recently.
Yep. There's been a lot of changes for me since August of 2018. So the newest and greatest is I'm no longer in the state of Nevada. I'm now in the prairie state of Illinois.
I mean,
a little north of Chicago action.
Yeah, I feel like no one's told you this yet, so apparently I should. It is pronounced Illinois, sir.
Oh, well, that's funny because I studied French up to and including my second year in college. I don't remember ever saying Illinois.
Okay, so one time, actually, the first time I ever did something with ABR, I made a joke that I had a minor in French lit, and for at least a year and a half, I let Dan Torgman believe that until like my conscience got the best of me, and I texted him. I was like, listen, man, I've been living a lie. It was all a ruse. I never had a minor in French lit. I also, by the way, never had that BA in hustling from the School of Hard Knocks. Turns out that they were not an accredited institution. So you've been watching the hoops?
Oh, yeah. I've been watching lots and lots and lots and lots of hours of basketball.
It's it's going to be the dirty homer portion of the show here before we get into talking about the late pick five on Louisiana Derby Day at Fairgrounds. But my Razorbacks take on UConn tonight. I believe they're 4.5-point underdogs. The line opened at 3.5. I mean, Arkansas on the money line, right?
That's exactly where I go.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, Arkansas wins this game.
I like your confidence. I like that. That feels nice. I want to win this game and then get a revenge for 1995 against UCLA in the next round.
Yeah, well, that part's not happening.
Yeah, it's a bridge too far. We had to go through a meat grinder.
Right.
So, Ryan, are you a big Fairgrounds guy?
So, I've had a horse that has run at Fairgrounds and was stabled at Fairgrounds. I've been there twice. I love New Orleans. I didn't think it was going to be a town I liked because my dad went there for the Final Four one year, the Chris Webber timeout time. And he told me that New Orleans stunk and it was just dirty and nothing good. But I guess fun is what you make of it. And I've been down there twice for racing, and you know, I wrecked a rental car, crashed into a bayou. I had a great time both times I was down in New Orleans.
Was this before car GPS and like you Michael's or did you like Michael Scott it just follow it straight into a bayou?
No, so I was, funny story, it was raining, and I was down in, obviously, Louisiana, and little CCR comes out, and it's, I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? And I was like, I'm living my best life. I'm heading to the fairgrounds to see my horse who's about to race, and I'm, I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? I'm like, yeah, I see the rain, and then I came over a hill, and I was going a little too fast, let's say. And kind of lost the back end, and I turned into the spin, and then I turned out of the spin, and I just lost it. I was, let's say, 80-ish. I was going 80-something-ish, and I lost it, and then off the road and into a bayou, hit a tree, and yeah, fun times.
If only that radio station was doing CCR back-to-backs, and that you instantly got Born on the Bayou. As soon as you risky businessed your rental car into some backwater.
Fun fact, Michael Baychok actually offered to come pick me up because I posted on social media that I crashed and I wasn't far from him. He said, hey, I'll come pick you up. And I had never met the guy at that point in my life. I was like, well, that's pretty cool.
Also, I want to say the most remarkable part of that story, Ryan, is that you found a hill in New Orleans, Louisiana.
So yeah, on the way in, you can't see, like where I was, you couldn't really see everything, but like, as you're coming over the hill, you can see the whole New Orleans area, and I guess I was just enamored, and I just kind of gunned it, and oops, crash.
Well, let's hope that your pick five that you're going to give us doesn't crash into the bayou.
it's going to be fun.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here at the Notorious OTB. When we get back, we are talking Louisiana Derby Day at the fairgrounds. Their late pick five. Well, all stakes pick five, I'll call it, because it ends with the race for the Kentucky Derby points, the Louisiana Derby. We will be right back with more Notorious OTB. Online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and tons of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour marquee games of the week, we'll have a better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. So many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, and it's limited to state availability. And, of course, for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. The SGP guys are going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California. Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. And are you looking out to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world? You can win a 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang with the guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15. Welcome back to the Notorious OTB, brought to you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
By the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Come on. Let's go ahead. Let's set up the sequence. It is Louisiana Derby Day at Fairgrounds this Saturday, March 25th, 2023. Year of our Lord starts. The sequence we're talking starts race 8. Post time, 4:32 Eastern, 3:23 God's time, a.k.a. Central. So it's a pick five. It's all stakes races. You have one race in here that's a very short field of five. What was your strategy for the sequence? Did you try to leverage that short field in any sort of way?
Well, nope. I'm going to zag where everybody else is going to zig. My first and overall strategy for this pick five is to toss instant coffee in the Louisiana Derby. So instant coffee, instant tossy for me. And then when we get into it, yeah, there's five horses in that the Oaks race, but I think three of them have a legitimate chance. And whereas I know that people say, hey, conventional wisdom says you want to pick one here and go for it. I'm not conventionally wise, so I'm not going to do that. But we'll get into that.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. Let's dig in. Race 8's the 8.5 furlong, $100,000 Tom Benson Memorial Stakes. It is on the turf, and it's for fillies and mares 4 years old and up. This race to me looked like it had a good amount of pace with the one adventuring and the five gather as you go, sending for the early lead. And I think that's going to burn up the one adventuring early. So I'm using three horses in this leg, and I'm thinking of something that can come from off the pace at a price. How did you see this race unfolding? Was it similar? And where are you going here in the first leg?
So I 100% believe that adventuring is going to lead, but I don't think that there's going to be that much pressure. I mean, obviously, you look at the past performances, and it looks like someone's going to go with it. But I really like adventuring here a whole lot. I think this is a gate-to-wire winner. In fact, my entire pick five is going to be based upon this single. I understand She Can't Sing won this last year, with Al Stahl. New Year's Eve, the number 9 horse, which I think is probably going to be a horse that you like a little bit, for Walsh, coming off a 201-day layoff, 2 for 2 at the distance, 2 wins out of 3 starts at Fairgrounds. I'm good with that. And then, obviously, the number 7, I don't even know how to say, Troll Garrett's name for Neil Peston. I think this one's in form, 4 years old, and it's somebody you want to use underneath. But I just think that this is going to be a gate-to-wire shot by Brad Cox and Luis Saez on adventuring. And I'm singling the one here. And if I lose, it's time to play the pick four.
There we go. That's why God made pick fours. Yeah, we are seeing this race a little bit different, because I thought that adventuring does get enough pressure that it really hurts the chances. And I don't know, something about the stretches at Fairgrounds. They're about a week and a half long, it feels, and they're also where Prayers for the Wire to Hurry Up and Get There go to fucking die. So I'm using three horses here. Let's go in numeric order. The 3, Trail Ridge Road, 12 to 1, gets Rosario up for Chris Block. It's one in Illinois, bred restricted company.
Illinois.
Yes, my bad. I'm sorry. I was trying to make you feel more comfortable.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a gracious host.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the best. the horse is taking some big steps forward since shipping to Fairgrounds. I like the local flair, because I do feel like the Fairgrounds is like a pretty unique track unto itself. And just like the way that it's shaped, it's got stretches that are, I feel like, a mile long on their own. And then really like sharp, tight turns. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs seems to have that a little bit, but Fairgrounds seems to be unique. Like Fairgrounds feels like the Kentucky Downs stretch sometimes.
That's fair. Grounds.
All right, so 4, Island Hideaway, 15 to 1. You're getting the meet leading jock from Oaklawn Park to take the trip to Fairgrounds for this with Christian Torres. And the horse won 2 straight. It's Remington Park and includes a non-graded stakes win. But the horse was in great form with Torres up. I think that's going to make a big difference. And if she can return to the form she had with Torres, I think she's capable of winning this race. And then you were correct. The 9, New Year's Eve at 5 to 1, comes off a long layoff for Brendan Walsh, which is a strong angle, and has tons of black back class here. It's running back out of a graded stakes race at Kentucky Downs. And we all know how I feel about Kentucky Downs shippers.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
I'm a dirty little pig boy for Kentucky Downs shippers. So I'm using the 3 horses here. 3, 4, 9. Ryan's hoping for the scoundrel's reprieve of the single on adventuring. If that doesn't come through, he is playing a pick 4, because that's why God made them. Let's move on to the second leg, race 9. 9 furlongs, half a milli, the New Orleans Classic, grade 2. It's for four years old and up. And the one thing I will say about this race, well, I'm going to say two things. The first is that, congratulations, Art Collector. I'm now aware of you again. And then two, that there looks like this is a bunch of early speed. So I'm going for another kind of off the pace thing with a couple of prices here. What'd you think of the pace setup? What do you think of Art Collector? What's up? What are you doing? What's up?
So much like the last race, I do believe that the number one Treasury could put them to sleep here, get out in front. Yeah, there's a couple that could go with them, but I think Treasury is your pace setter. And it's a horse that in this race, when I play it vertically, I'm going to use underneath because I think you can, have such a lead that, and I know you talked about the stretch there at Fairgrounds, but I think this one can have such a lead coming home that should hit the board. I also like Pioneer of Medina, whatever, Funky Cold Medina. I like that horse underneath. But for me, and it's going to become more and more evident why I'm not going to play Instant Coffee, because there's two horses here, 2-1 and 8-5. Those are the two I'm playing. I mean, Art Collector, got to use. He's never run at the Fairgrounds before. I get it, but he's won 8 races at this distance and 10 tries. Got to use him. And then West Willpower, the number 3. Hey, weird. Brad Cox again, this time with Flavian Pratt aboard. He's in form, raced 35 days ago. 6-year-old, never run at Fairgrounds either, but in the 4 times he's run at this exact distance, he's 1-2 and coming 2nd. So as I'm singling in the first race, I'm only going 2 deep here with the 2 and 3. So to start the pick 5 for me, it's 1 and then 2-3.
See, I thought that Treasury, Art Collector, West Willpower, and Pioneer of Medina were all going to be up there pretty close, and that it might get a little nervous up front, so I decided to use 2 off pace horses here. They're going to be sitting right in that second wave. Like, I can see them just right behind all those horses that I just mentioned. The first is going to be the 5, Rattle and Roll. 10-1, comes off a long layoff where he finished 4th at Keeneland in a great stakes company going over half a mile. Let's see. There are a lot of good, marathon horses in there. And, it wasn't really the right place for this horse. Gets the cut back in distance today. Gets a jockey who I believe is leading the Fairgrounds meet and has the most awesome abbreviation, BJHJ, Brian J. Hernandez Jr., who's 21% for the meet, 24% with the meet. And the BJHJ will have a good stocking position. The BJHJ sneaks up on you any place, a parked car, a movie theater. The 7, Mr. Wireless, 8-1, Brett Calhoun. That feels like just a Fairgrounds name to me. Gives Mr. Wireless the extra ground after the horse. It looks like it's just been begging for extra ground after finishing 2nd by a neck in 2 straight races, going a half a furlong shorter. I do think that half a furlong might make the difference, or he's just a hanger. We'll find out. So I'm 2 deep, 5-7 here in the New Orleans Classic with Rattle and Roll 10-1, Mr. Wireless 8-1.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, do you think I get my meltdown, Ryan?
I'm just beside myself with Brian Hernandez. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Have you never realized that?
No, never. Not one time.
Well, I say BJHJ comes 5-knuckling shuffling past everybody in the stretch to take this one personally.
All right. Gracious.
Yeah, I've pretty much killed. I've ran that one into the dirt, pretty much.
Yeah. What are we even doing?
So, while we're fixing the dirt that I just ruined, we're gonna move over to a turf race. But we're gonna make you wait for it. We'll be right back with more Notorious OTB. Me and Ryan Dickey are gonna rest of this all stakes pick 5 at the Fairgrounds this Saturday. We will be right back. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day 1. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. Welcome back to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. All right, so we are two legs deep. We're moving on to race 10 on this fairgrounds card. It's 9 furlongs on the turf, the $300,000 Munez Memorial Classic. It's for 4 years old and up. And I just got to say it, RIP Malcolm, we miss you every day. We miss you every day, Frankie Munez.
I knew it was going to be a Malcolm in the Middle reference.
I don't know where else you go with Munez, quite honestly. Yeah. Are there other famous Munezes you know?
Well, probably the one that the race is named after, I'm guessing.
Well, son of a bitch, you're probably right, Ryan. I don't know why you come on here and be so combative.
I don't know.
All right, so this looks like a slow pace to me. So it finally looked like a chance to take a couple of horses where that were pretty close to top choice on the money line. One of them being top choice on the money line because I think it's a Fordley Place horse that probably shakes loose late here. Do you concur?
Well, I'm looking at the Optics EQ chart and I see a big quad one square with a tone, and I'm going to tell you, I have become, over the last, I don't know, 3 weeks, a big fan of Optics EQ. So, I don't know if this constitutes an endorsement or some kind of commercial, but I really like the tone in this race.
I'll tell you what, Optics hit my group of handicapping friends like crack in the fucking 80s. Like, you know, they're next thing you know, they're stealing car stereos for a fucking Q1 square, you know? It's fucking insane.
Atone's a big Q1 square. I like that horse. And if I do lose the first race, I'm going to single Atone in the pick four because, you know, I'm already going to be in trouble. So, but in the pick five, hopefully we're still alive. I'm going to go 3-deep here.
Okay.
In fact, all the horses I'm going to use are horses that are coming in off 56 days off the shelf. 56 days out of the shelf would be the day that the Pegasus Turf was run. That's when Atone won that grade one race. But also, the number 5 Spooky Channel for Jason Barkley ran that day also. 8-year-old Gelding, multiple grade stakes winner. Rosario is up. And I'm not the hugest fan of Rosario all the time, but if you looked, he's actually won the Louisiana Derby 2 years in a row. And I think there's a chance that he's going to get a double or even a triple on the 15 race card at Fairgrounds. So I'm going to have to use Rosario here. And then another horse I want to use is another mystery. So we've got Chris Block with Flavie Pratt. Block's been winning pretty good, you know, and this horse only has one stinker. Of recent form, and that's that the synth race at Gulfstream Park, I think, what, 2 back or something like that. But I'm going to use all 3, the 1, the 5, and the 7, and, Optics QB damn, let's go.
Okay, well, I was pretty much the same, except I only used 2 of the horses that you mentioned. Atone, you're right, strong win in the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational, versatile runner that could go forward. Or take charge of the pace, you know, or just rate, you know, the horses can do, seems like it can do multiple things to win, which, I mean, they're always dangerous. And then, for friend of the show, Jason Barkley, the 5 Spooky Channel, it's not just because he's friend of the show, though I am a big disgusting homer. I have reasons behind this. It has a recent history of firing off the layoff. And, if it rains like it's supposed to tomorrow at the fairgrounds, then I think this turf course is going to have a little bit of cut in the ground. And I think that's going to play really well to Spooky Channel, who looks like a horse that really likes the softer going. So I think Barkley might be able to rack up his second career graded stakes race here with Spooky Channel here with the Munez Memorial Classic. I was always a bigger fan of his brother Reese, to be honest.
Well, I don't know Reese, but I'm a Jay Bark fan for sure.
Okay.
Color me a fan.
I was talking about Malcolm's brother Reese, of the in the middle that, fame.
That one went right over my head.
Yeah, it's because it wasn't a good one. It was you did well to duck there.
You said it, not me.
That's right. All right, so moving on. Hey, if I'm nothing if not painfully self-aware. Ryan, let's go. Race 11, 8.5 furlongs, the Fairgrounds Oaks. It's a grade two for the three-year-old fillies. We talked about it. Five-horse race. Conventional wisdom says this is where you need to take your single. You said, I'm not a conventional gentleman. Explain.
I'm not conventionally wise. The conventional wisdom is to fire one, but I'm not wise conventionally. Here's the thing. There's three horses in this race that are low odds. They're going to be low odds. There's no two ways about it. But I think, Hoosier Philly looked like a special horse. As a two-year-old, went 3 for 3. Lost last out to the three-year Pretty Mischievous. Those two, I think, are really, really going to be the two that are dueling towards the wire. I think the number two, Christian Door, will be out on the lead alone for most of the race, and it'll be up for the other four horses to catch this one. But I think of those four, only three of them are going to have a chance to catch. And I like the number four, the Alley's Look, with Brad Cox and Louis Saez. This one has better time form figures than both Pretty Mischievous and Hoosier Philly. I think this one has a chance, and I think obviously Brad Cox is going to have a big day down in New Orleans. So for me, I'm going three deep in a five-horse race. It sounds silly, but that's where I'm going, 3, 4, 5.
All right. I went the conventional route with the only five-entrant race, even though it seems like crazy shit always happens in these really short races. Something wonky typically goes down. And I'm going to be even more predictable here, and I'm singling who I believe is the chalk, the three, pretty mischievous. The horse won the Rachel Alexandra last out and won the Intappable 2 back with BJHJ up. The horse has improved almost every time it's gone in the gate. And second off the layoff, I feel like it's got a lot of things going with it. And I also feel like I'm going with a trusted brand in singles in this race. That's right. Go Dolphin, because that my Dolphin. I feel like if you were to like line up the jockeys from all of my singles over the last few years, you would see a lot of blue. It would look like a Southside Crip gang, Ryan.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm single there. Ryan, he's bucking trends. And he's decided that he is going three deep with the 3, 4, 5. I'm just on the three. Race 12. Here we are. The big one. The $1 million. Grade 2 Louisiana Derby, going 1 3/16. I tried to do the conversion to furlongs and it broke my head. What is that, Ryan? What's the distance? Is that 9.5?
Well, one furlong would be 8.
Yeah.
And then another would be 9. And then partial of it would be 9 and change, we'll say.
9 and change. That's okay. That's what I thought, but I wanted you to say it first because I felt dumb. All right.
9 and change.
So I have been, I've been playing pretty shy this entire sequence. We all know that Brad Cox, the Hot Cox, as we like to call him here, is going to win races at Fairgrounds. I haven't picked any Brad Cox horses. I find myself grasping at all the cocks here. Let that, yeah. How's that sitting? Yeah. How's that settling on you there?
No.
I'm going to airtight this thing with all the hot cocks.
Right.
What'd you think of the Louisiana Derby?
Well, I mean, okay, so instant coffee. People are going to say he's the most logical winner. People are going to single him. I'm playing against, and the reason I'm playing against is I think there's more of a chance that this one gets caught in traffic and has nowhere to go than I think he has a chance of winning. And the reason is I don't see a lot of pace in this race. And this is a horse that is a closer, likes to come from behind, giggity. And I just think that there's a better chance that he gets caught behind horses and doesn't run his race because of the pace that I think that he's going to be. So pace dependent horse, he's great. And it might sound silly going from a race with this many horses to possibly a race with 20, but I might like instant coffee in the Derby, in the Kentucky Derby, because of his running style. I think we're going to find somebody that's going to have some pace in that race eventually, I think. But let's talk more about today and less about the first Saturday of May. I really like King's Barns here for Todd Pletcher. Him and Pratt, he's my top choice. I think he's got another eminent move forward. He's been moving forward all spring, and I think this is another chance for him to move forward. And I think he's not going to have so much traffic trouble because he's going to be more forwardly placed. But I'm not going to go one deep here. I'm going to go five deep. I also like the number five, Disarm, which is a good Smashing Pumpkins song. We got Rosario going for his third consecutive Louisiana Derby. So, you know, got to leave him in there. But I think this Disarm is also a horse on the improve. It's been a while since we've seen him, so, you know, could be a big step forward. But the other horses that I need to use here are the number four, Sun Thunder, the number nine, Tackett's Conquest, and the number 10, Dennington. Although I'm not a big fan of McPeak winning the big, big races, and I really don't like the horses too far on the outside, I think this one has a puncher's chance. And since I'm not using the favorite, I might as well use a couple horses at a price. So for me, I'm going 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and hoping to cash a ticket.
So you mentioned a horse that I really like. You're tossing Instant Coffee. I am using Instant Coffee. I thought it, Instant Coffee looked the fitting morning line favorite at 2-1. Though I do actually really respect the projected path fade that you're giving it. I could see, I mean, the horse is going to be rating at the rail. You're either going to need to get bold or you're going to have to wait for something to open up. But, I mean, if something does open up, I think Instant Coffee could easily get away with it. The other one that you mentioned that we both like here is King's Barn at 6-1 for Todd Pletcher. This is such a why the fuck are you here entry. Because the horse ran up the score last out in a $75,000 optional claimer at Tampa. It's a perfect 2-for-2. I mean, I could 100% see this horse being loaded. And I'm kind of, I mean, just looking at the line, I mean, I feel like there's a little bit of steam here. If the horse is coming in at 6-1 out of a $75,000 optional claimer at Tampa that it won by 7 lengths. The next one, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm using all of the Brad Coxes's, the 9 Tappet's Conquest, 10-1. It's a joint venture between Robert LaPenta and E5 Racing, which are pretty good connections to have. Took the overland trip in the Risen Star, getting the 7 path there. I don't think that Tappet's Conquest will be trapped that far wide today. So, you know, also doing a little bit of trip and path handicapping, not to be outdone by my guest. And then I'm using the 11 Jace's Road, being named Chase. A lot of people mistook me for saying Jace for my first name. You know, for my first name over the years. Just kidding. Quality Road colt that won the Gunrunner Gate to Wire. And it got beat by a clear winner in the Southwest at Oaklawn, Arabian Night. I think he runs back well today because I don't think that there's just a superior horse out there that will completely take the starch out of him. And the horse is definitely going to benefit from being back on a fast track. So I used Jace's Road at 12-1, which put me on the 2, 6, 9, and 11. Instant Coffee, King's Barn, Tappet's Conquest at Jace's Road. I ran out of air.
If it rains, I want nothing to do with that 11. But like you said, if it's a fast track, I might have to reconsider.
Right. I really like
that horse can't run in the slop.
Let's handicap the track maintenance crew at Fairgrounds real quick, because I mean they are supposed to get a good amount of rain, but I have a feeling with it being Louisiana Derby Day that they're probably still going to get that thing worked to fast by the end of the day. What do you think?
Well, I mean, this is race 12 we're talking about. I mean, if they can't get rid of water from the day before by race 12, then what are they doing?
Then we've got some problems. Yeah. We do have to mention, though, that, you know, Louisiana is under, New Orleans itself is under sea level. So, you know, there's that, right?
Sure.
I once saw the Roots in the infield at Fairgrounds with special guest Ludacris. It was special.
Oh.
It was at Jazz Fest. It was special. It was a special outing. Yeah. Yeah. That was my humble
really
brag.
Have you. I don't know, for some reason I didn't have you as much of a Luda fan.
Oh, dude. Okay. All right. Story time.
My bad.
Before we wrap up these tickets, story time here. So there used to be a music just I'm using air quotes, music festival in Little Rock called River Fest every year. And it was always just like a weird blend of artists, you know, like you would get like Better Than Ezra and like Cool Modi and, you know, things like that. So I have a friend of mine who's a rapper in town, 607. He's one of the greatest ever. You should check him out. And he opened for Ludacris. And so I was up very close. The crowd starts filling in with me. Like, I have like an ass pocket full of whiskey with my flask. And I'm enjoying Ludacris. And Ludacris comes out and he's like, I'm gonna see who the real Ludacris fans are. I am going to, and he starts playing the song, and I know it instantly is drop, you know, is Throw Them Bows, and I'm throwing bows. I'm getting it. And I look around and no one else like has any idea what's going on, because I'm surrounded by 14-year-old girls who were like two when the song Throw Them Bows came out, and also kept saying things like, ooh, it smells like alcohol whenever I would open up my flask. So that's my Luda experience. Let's wrap up these tickets here. Let's tell the people what they had, what we got. Ryan, are you good to wrap yours up? I can do mine if you need.
You do it. That's cool.
All right. No, so
I'll just go through mine real quick. I'm singling the one in the first race, going 2-3 in the second leg, 1-5-7 in the third leg, 3-4-5 in that 5-horse race. Shut up. Not you, the listeners. And then 4, 5, 6, 9, 10 going against Instant Coffee. And the reason we're going against Instant Coffee is there's a good chance that I'm catching a lot of short odds in the first four legs.
I would just like to mention to any listener out there who is going to review the show that Ryan is not employed by the show. So don't let that reflect poorly on your review that he just told you to shut up. I love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear more of them. You can tweet at the show, @thenotorious_OTB. So my ticket was $24 at a 50-cent base. It opened up with a 3-4-9. I was 5-7 in the second leg, 1-5 in the third leg. I singled the 3, pretty mischievous. And then I was 2-6-9-11, triple teamed by Brad Cax in the last leg. What do you think? How much do we win?
Yours is much more economical than mine. Mine came out to be 45 bones.
45? That's not bad. It's not bad. Eh. I mean, it's like 2.5 hours for you know, $45 worth of fun.
That's why we're not playing Instant Coffee. Because if I'm alive, I think it's going to be $5.
Yeah, we have no respect for Instant Coffee. We are a French press family here. It's a shame that I missed you while I was out in Vegas, Ryan. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen. We'll get there someday. Maybe one day we'll meet up at Oprah again.
Yeah, man, for sure. Well, that's gonna be it for the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Enjoy the Louisiana Derby. Ryan, anything you want to shout out?
Go Tennessee tonight. Go Texas tomorrow.
So I'm probably not going to edit this out because broke up really bad, and all I heard was you laughing hysterically at something that you said, which is pretty, like, it was great. It was like a I do, but like, what I got on my end was like, all right, what did you say?
I went the old Wu Pig Sui route because I was telling the basketball teams I want to bet tonight, Tennessee, and then Texas tomorrow, and also Arkansas on the money line, and I wanted to say Woo Pig Suey, but I said Boar Pig Suey. So, you know.
I feel like a war pig. Yeah, it sounded like you were just like looking at a map and like giggling at its arrangement, because I was just getting like random parts of state names. Yeah. It was like X is in a C. All right, that's gonna do it. That's me. That's gonna Sorry. Do it for us. This was the most. I feel like the most fitting ending for the episode. That's gonna do it for us here at the Notorious OTV. We will catch you next time.